Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. It's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Hear the warning. Get right before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates of the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com is like a hub for all of our ministry activities, which we do a lot of different things, different radio programs, Homeless and Poor Mission, the Mission Church. Anyway, check us out at prophecyhour.com. That's really smartphone friendly, and so go over there and check it out. Now, about prayer requests, I've been saying this the last couple of weeks, and I really think it's a good idea. We had a fellow send me a letter in the mail, and he needed prayer. So we anointed the letter and prayed for it at service on Friday night. Well, I'm offering that to you. If you want to send me a letter with your prayer request in it, I mean, you can reach me by phone. But, you know, if you write it out and you send it to me with your return address, we'll anoint it, pray over it. And then we will send, actually, you don't even have to pay for the stamp. We'll send it back to you. And if you want to email me one, and we'll do the same thing, if you can include your address and you want it back after it's been anointed and prayed on, then we'll send it back to you. So there's some different ways that we're here for you, as we try to be. As the time draws closer and closer with all the crazy things happening, we need to be here, each one for another. Anyway. Now prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guests, and we'll have some fun. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, not mine. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So in your mighty son's name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, please bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight, we have a best-selling author on with us. He's been on with us before. He's been a senior pastor since 1987, talk radio host nationally, internationally, TV, radio guest, commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. And every once in a while, you'll hear me poke fun about that. He's the founder of PNN, that's PP Simmons News and Ministry Network. And he's a member of the Board of Regents of the University of Mobile, where? Alabama, of course. Carl is, we're talking about Pastor Carl Gallups. He's written 3 books now, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, The Story of Yitzhar Kaderi, and His Prophecies of the End Time, The Magic Man in the Sky, Effectively Defending the Christian Faith, and his new book, Final Warning, of which Carl brought forward some amazing facts from his must-read book several times on this program. Specifically, one program we did was just about the trumpets. It was a dynamite program, and most all Carl's programs, well, he's going to hear me say that, most all all of Carl's programs are pretty dynamite. So let's bring on Carl tonight and see if we can get out of him. Are you there with me, Carl?
Man, I am here. Thank you for that lovely introduction. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, amen. Well, Carl, I heard something today, well, I noticed today, I hear that you're calling for sanctuary cities.
Yeah, listen, thank you for asking me about that. I just wrote an article on it today, although I have been speaking about it, and that is this. Look, in fact, in the article that I wrote, you can go to my website, carlgallops.com, and watch the slides going across, and you'll see the slide that links you to that article. And in that article, the Washington Examiner ran the story that the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, has made it clear that they, quote, cannot do anything about these sanctuary cities who are harboring these illegal aliens and thwarting our federal immigration laws. And listen, I don't pretend to be an attorney or a constitutional lawyer or an immigration lawyer. I know that these things are complex and intricate, but here's the bottom line, and I think all of your listeners will understand this, and everybody in America. We have a problem with our borders. They are broken. They're open like a sieve. We've got dangerous people coming in. The man in the White House is purposely bringing in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Muslims from all over the world, scattering them around our nation. Now we've got all manner of people coming in on the borders, and we've got, quote, sanctuary cities, Brother Dan, around the nation, mainly out west, where the city fathers and county fathers are saying, listen, we're going to harbor these illegal, they're called illegal immigrants for a reason, that we're going to harbor them, and we're going to offer them sanctuary here, and we're going to keep them safely, and we're not going to deport them, and we're not going to turn them in to the Department of Homeland Security or Immigration Naturalization Services. So they're just thwarting our laws, and they're filling our nation with illegals. Now, so here's my proposal. Okay, the federal government has said that they cannot or will not do anything about it. So they're going to let these cities and counties thumb their nose at federal laws. So I say, let's go. Listeners, listen to me now. I'm dead serious. This is not a joke, and I'm not being sarcastic. Let us go to our city fathers, city commission, whatever you call it, city council, our county fathers, county commissioners, county council, whatever you call them, to your state representatives and legislators, and especially if you live in particularly Republican areas or areas where they pride themselves in being conservative, go to these people and say, let's make our city a sanctuary city for unborn babies and for true marriage. Let us not have homosexual marriage in our city, and let us not have abortions performed in our city. We are going to be sanctuary cities for the unborn children and for true marriage. And people say, well, it's federal law. Well, listen, I know, and so are the immigration laws. But the federal government says we're not going to mess with these sanctuary cities. So I'm saying let's create sanctuary cities for people who truly deserve to be protected, and that is biblical, historical marriage, and the unborn child in the womb. And just in case people are thinking, well, that's that old song and dance, listen, two videos have already been released all over national news about the abortion industry and the horrors that are going on. I understand there are over a dozen more that are yet to come. That Planned Parenthood is crumbling down. It's falling to pieces. Even Democrats, even liberals are turning on them. And I'm saying the womb of a turtle, which is an egg, the womb of an eagle, which is an egg, they are protected by federal laws. You go walk down a beach in Florida, that's where I live, and start stepping on turtle eggs. You climb up a tree and grab an eagle egg and throw it to the ground and see what the federal government does to you. But yet, and we have sanctuaries. We have wildlife sanctuaries to protect the wildlife. And yet, we snatch children out of wombs and we cut their body parts up and sell them and ship them around the world. I mean, this has got to stop. And I'm saying, look, we've got the perfect legal precedent. And your listeners need to hear this. They need to go to city council. They need to go to county commission. They need to go to their state legislators. They need to go in groups, and they need to insist that we want to be a sanctuary city for unborn children, and we want to be a sanctuary city for real marriage. And that's my proposal. I'm sending it out all over the United States. I'm doing interviews on it. I'm writing articles on it. I'm begging God's people, it's time for the church to stand up, to get involved, to be the salt and the light. And this is, we've been raised up for such a time as this. And if the federal government is boasting and bragging about how they're winking at these sanctuary cities that are thumbing their nose at our federal immigration and border laws, then let's us make a declaration in our city or our county or our state. You know what? We're going to be a sanctuary county. You want to come live here? We're going to do real marriages and only real marriages. You want to come live here? There will not be abortions. We're not going to do abortions of convenience in our county. We're not going to be throwing children into trash cans in our county. And just declare yourself, we are a sanctuary county, or we're a sanctuary city. That's what I'm begging people to consider.
All right, and I have a few comments on this. And I was talking with Michael Schneider from the Economic Collapse blog last hour. We kind of touched on these subjects, but not sanctuary cities. First off, Carl, you know why I laughed and said I was going to pick on you about it. You know, it's absolutely a wonderfully great idea that you have. That must be definitely Holy Spirit inspired. Let's go with this. You know, I believe, as we talked about in the last hour, a couple hours ago, two of the greatest things that's bringing judgment on this nation, well, first is abortion. You know, any time we saw in the Bible where children were being sacrificed and killed, you know, it brought on God's wrath. Right?
Oh, yeah. We're delivering our children to the fires of Molech right now. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then we top it off by turning the country into Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, we have these two big, great things that brings the Father's judgment on America. And yet you're giving people for their cities really a way out to maybe, you know, maybe even cushion them from that judgment. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what my intention is to give God's people and America a way of demonstrating to the Lord our hearts. We're not going to just sit on pews and sit behind our stained glass windows and wring our hands and whine and moan and complain. We're going to say, look, we see what's happening in these sanctuary cities. We see the response of the federal government. I'm begging your people, go read my article. I've got the link to the Washington Examiner where the DHS, J. Johnson, J-E-H is his name, the head of Department of Homeland Security. He says, we're not going to do anything about it. In other words, we're going to let them break the law. We're going to let them thwart our immigration laws. We're not going to do anything about it. And I'm saying, okay, while the government is in that frame of mind, let's just declare our cities as sanctuary cities for those who really deserve protection. Illegals do not deserve our protection, but a baby in a womb does. And the real marriage between a man and a woman, that deserves our protection. Let's put our foot down and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county, or if you can get your state to do it, a sanctuary state. And just thumb our nose at the federal government and say, look, you know, your laws are ungodly, they're unbiblical, they're unholy, they're illegal. We're not going to follow them, and we're going to offer sanctuary.
Yeah, amen. You know, wow, I really like this idea. You know, we've heard Reverend Graham, you know, Billy Graham's son, come forward, and Dobson and some others said that if gay marriage passed, they said it prior to it being passed, they said that, you know, that they weren't going to stand for it, that they weren't going to conform to the law. This would be a great thing for them to get on board with, because I'm with you. You know, really, we, the church, the body of Messiah in this country, in the Western world, has let things go on too far. They've been quiet too long, and they really need to say, you know, there needs to be a line drawn in the sand. Who are you going to serve this day? Back to you.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I have been saying ever since this illegal and unconstitutional ruling of the Supreme Court. In fact, I think we're going to talk about that tonight, I believe. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought, brother. What was your question, please? I've got four things going on here at once. What was your question?
wasn't really a question. I was saying that, Billy Graham's son and James Dobson and some other ones have came forward and said that they were not going to stand for this ruling if it happened. Well, it's happened. Yes. So this would be a good way for, you know, for them to get, you know what I mean, to get them involved.
Yes. Yes, it would, and that's where I was going. I was agreeing with you because ever since this Supreme Court ruling, it has been demonstrated from a legal standpoint to be illegal, and now I have demonstrated it from a constitutional and another legal standpoint using the words of the Supreme Court themselves. The same five judges that gave us gay marriage made a declaration 2 years ago that prohibits them from doing that. And it was in another decision. It's in writing. It is well documented. And it was just 2 years ago by the same five justices. And so I'm saying I'm an Acts 5 kind of guy, you know, an Acts 4 and Acts 5. I mean, I'm going to obey God rather than man. Now, listen, I was a law enforcement officer for 10 years. I'm a law and order guy. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a constitutional republic patriot, and I believe in the rule of law. But I also believe that when a law is illegal, immoral, and unconstitutional, and the people who pass the law say it is, and I'm going to prove that to your audience tonight, we don't have to follow it. Not only do we not have to follow it, we are under an obligation not to follow it. That's what our founding fathers did with the Declaration of Independence. And we are under an obligation before the Lord God. We will obey God rather than man when a law steps all over the Word of God and our ability to say anything about it. See, because the government now, in effect, has created a government religion. They are now going to tell Christians, Christian business owners, and eventually Christian churches, by withholding the tax status, they're going to tell us what we must believe that the Bible says and what we must practice religiously concerning marriage. And that is a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution. If there was ever a biblical right and a constitutional right to rebel against the law, this is it. And brother, I'm standing firm on it.
I agree. A couple of small things. And yes, we are at, folks, after break, we're going to get into the illegal SCOTUS ruling. Carl's going to inform us. But anyway, Carl, this happened. And so I believe that God will give us a chance to react. If we do not react right, they're going to keep on going, and then they're going to be knocking on the church door saying, you have to perform a marriage, or I believe they'll go even further than taking away their 501(c) status. I believe that people will get arrested over it. If we don't stand up, we must stand up now. I think this is a critical line in the sand type of thing, that if we allow this to go on, it's going to be dramatically get worse. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think we're soon going to be hearing from the author of marriage if God's people don't react to this. If we just sit back status quo and say, oh, well, you know, it's just part of the Sodom and Gomorrah we're living in, America's going to be done. Because, I mean, if God's people don't stand up, if my people who are called by my name don't humble themselves and pray and repent, then God's not going to heal this land. In fact, not only is he not going to heal it, as I said, I do believe we're going to be hearing from him pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we can see it, whether it's in our economy or our rulers, the people that rule over us. You know, people allowed this presidency to be there. And not only did they allow it once, they allowed it twice. And so, you know, we're getting that for not speaking up. And it's amazing to see the statistics. If I don't have them right here in front of me, but I know it was just dramatic, about how many Christians actually just didn't vote in the last couple of presidential elections. And if
there were millions,
they voted, it would have changed everything.
There, according to the polls, the exit polls, and the research done by major research groups, there were millions upon millions of Christians who didn't even register. People who claimed to be born again, church going, Bible believing Christians didn't even register to vote. And then on top of that, the ones that are registered they discovered from the polling that 50% of those, more than 50% of the ones that were registered, didn't even vote. So think of the millions of votes that Christians threw away that could have bided us some time, could have bought us some bargaining time, could have maybe turned some things around, could have. But we'll never know because God's people didn't do anything.
Well, right. And so my thought pattern, though, goes to this. So, you know, if the Christian people aren't responding, is that the fault of each one individually, or are they not hearing the right thing from their pastors? What do you think?
It's both. It's both. And listen, there was another huge survey done, a religious polling institution. Oh, goodness, I've got all this documented in my new book coming out, Be Thou Prepared. I can't remember the guy's name right now, but he's hugely known and does nothing but religious polling. It polled over 3,000 pastors across this nation, and his quote, and I've got it in my book, is that a full 90% or more of the pastors admitted in this anonymous polling situation that they never addressed the issues of abortion and homosexuality and homosexual marriage, etc. Number one, and also they don't address prophecy, right. He discovered as well. So number one reason is because they're afraid they'll lose members, and if they lose members, they'll lose money, and if they lose money, they can't pay for their big buildings.
Right.
And
there you go.
And
big
and I'm telling you, Pastor Dan, it's these issues that we're dealing with right now are going to separate the men from the boys in the pulpits. It's going to separate the sheep from the goats and the wheat from the tares, brother. We're in a sifting period right now. And it's time for the men of God to stand up and be men. It's time for the women of God to stand up and be women. It's time for the people of God to stand up and be the people of God. And
right.
or just turn it all over, you know, to godlessness and let it collapse and let God's judgment fall.
Yeah, amen. Well, Carl, we only got about 30 seconds for a break. Why don't you tell them where they can find you at, and we'll go to break.
Okay, good. Go to carlgallups.com, CarlGallups, carlgallups.com. You can find out everything about me right there.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. And, you know, if you feel like it, if you Google Carl Gallups, you'll find a lot of things, YouTubes and all kinds of things. So, anyway, check him out, check out his books, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific. Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of
its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're talking about the poor that are barely keeping their roofs overhead. They're working part-time jobs because of Obamacare. I grew up with a 40-hour work week, and anything over that was time and a half. I think there's people out there that have never had time and a half in their life. And people are making, not because of any reason and that's all they got, but they're making careers out of McDonald's. I know I talked to this one girl that I knew her parents real well, and they come to church a lot, and so I know her from she was a child. She started working at McDonald's when she was 17 years old, and she is now 31 with two children. And she said, and she's bragging, saying it was, her career. She's already put in all these years, and this is her career. And, while it's great to see this young person working and doing it hard, think about that. A career at McDonald's, flipping hamburgers, it's better than no job at all. It's better than being illegal. But that's what people call the new normal. It's the new normal to have food stamps. It's the new normal for this many people to be off work. It is the new normal. You know what? That is just propaganda. That is all just propaganda. But anyway, back to the mission church. So we help people that walk in the door, and you know what? This thing is a miracle. My wife and I were talking about it, and this is our 30th year of marriage, and we've now been doing the mission church for 16 years. That's over half the time that we've been together. We've been doing the Wichita Mission Church. And so, that's been done by you folks, by people that listen. I've been doing radio since 2001, 2004, I think, since I come on AVR. But I've been doing radio a long time, and it's mostly you people that hear me on radio that support the Wichita Mission Church. Sure, we have people in Wichita that listen to us on radio, but we don't get a huge response at all from Wichita. In fact, we've tried so many different ways to fundraise in Wichita, Kansas, and we always get a great pat on the back. Oh, those guys down there, Messiah's Band, Pastor Dan, yeah, hey, they're doing real good. They do good. Go down there. In fact, you can get help down there. But do we get help from Wichita? Not much. We started to get a little bit more. And so anyway, pray about it, folks. We do need your help to stay open. And you know, the Father creates miracles through some of these people that walk through the door. We've helped thousands upon thousands of people over the years with so many different things. Anyway, folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com, or you can simply call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And now if he's still there with us, we're talking with Carl Gallops, and be there with me, Carl.
Hi, Carl Gallops is still here. I wouldn't go anywhere for the world, brother.
Carl Gallops. Did anybody ever talk to you about, you know, Gallops, you know, like horse Gallops? I'm joking. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, I've dealt with that all my life, and that's okay. I'm just galloping for Jesus. That's all.
Amen. Amen.
Hey,
okay.
You know what's cool about that? I've done some research in our family line, and the name Gallops comes from the Germanic Gottliebs, Gottliebs, and Gottliebs means lover of God.
Really?
Yeah, well, is God, and Leaps is one who loves God. And some of our family lineage coming over at Ellis Island, speaking that heavy Germanic accent, telling them my name is Gottliebs, Gottliebs. Somebody at Ellis Island said, okay, Gallops, that's good.
Well, but that's wonderful. Amen.
Yeah. So I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I had no idea. I was in the ministry for years before I found that out.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty amazing. You know, we live in an age now, and we'll get on with our talk, but, you know, for $100, you know, you can go get your DNA tested and find out what all is in your DNA, and, you know, how far back it goes, where Europe or wherever, you know, and it'll go clear back. And that's done by that, what is the name of that place? I can't think of it. But the warning, here's the warning to the people, these same people that I'm talking about, and it'll come to me, it's the major one that does the Ancestry.com. You know, they claim to keep that DNA private, but you know, Carl, that DNA base has been used in several criminal cases to convict people of various crimes because they open it up. So if you give these people your DNA, it isn't private. Anyway,
back
to what we're talking about. Anyway.
Well, besides that, I'm terrified to find out who was in my lineage. I'd rather not know.
That could be a scary thought. That could be a scary thought. And okay.
Moving it could ruin my image terribly, brother. I just, you know, if that ever got out, you know, that I was related to a bunch of thieves and thugs. And anyway, I'm a little afraid to check that out, brother.
Well, that's what Yeshua is for, you know, to wipe all that, clean up that bag of rocks. You know,
well, listen, my bag of rocks is clean. I'm worried about my ancestors.
Yeah, you never can tell exactly. There's something in the wood pile. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the headline. Smoking gun on illegal SCOTUS ruling. Take us into that.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line, and I hope that your listeners are seated, because what I'm going to tell them, if they don't know this is going to knock them over with a feather. They're going to be shocked. Then they're going to be angry. Then they're going to be furious. And, again, this is one of the reasons I'm calling for a sanctuary city, because I want your listeners to hear this. Oh, this is not some crazy preacher from Northwest Florida. And by the way, I am a crazy preacher from Northwest Florida. But this is not just some crazy preacher from Northwest Florida, chewing on bitter grapes because I didn't get the ruling I wanted. No, what I'm going to share with you comes directly from the mouth of the Supreme Court itself, and not just the Supreme Court, but from the same five justices who gave us gay marriage in all 50 states. Now, this is what, this is just going to blow your listeners away. And here's the deal. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court, 5-4, said all 50 states must comply with gay marriage under federal court ruling under federal law. Okay? Now,
right.
The problem with that is just 2 years ago, you know, way back in 2013, you know, way back. 2013. Way back, just 2 years ago, the same Supreme Court, the exact same people on it, the same five judges struck down DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. And your listeners can go look this up. Of course, they can go to my website, and again, across the sliding news announcements at the top, you can click on it, you can read the article, and all the links are there. But all you have to do, if you want to research this for yourself, if you doubt what I'm getting ready to tell you folks, go Google U.S. versus Windsor. W-I-N-D-S-O-R. U.S. versus Windsor. That is the 2013 SCOTUS decision, and SCOTUS, of course, stands for Supreme Court of the United States. S-C-O-T-U-S, SCOTUS. That's the 2013 SCOTUS decision knocking down, overturning the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. And here's the shocker. We had a law in 1996 passed by Congress and signed into law. We had a law in 1996 passed by Congress and signed into law by then President Bill Clinton that said for the purposes of taxation and federal funding and federal benefits, a marriage is only defined by one man and one woman no matter what a state says. Okay, so it was for money. I'm going to go ahead and admit it wasn't that Bill Clinton was all in favor of one man, one woman marriage. It was a financial thing, but it did, for those of us conservatives and Christians, we were thrilled with the Defense of Marriage Act because it did that way. There was a federal law that clearly defined that marriage is between one man and one woman. Well,
right.
When Barack Obama and Eric Holder came into office, those two scallywags, those guys, they started declaring, Obama said, I'm not going to enforce this federal law. Well, you know, he's the lawless one anyway, Brother Dan,
right.
And look at all the laws he's not enforcing, you know, look at our border laws, immigration laws, sanctuary city laws. They just choose not to enforce federal law, even though they raised their hand and swore they would uphold the laws of our land. So they're committing illegal acts every day. And
right.
Obama said, I am not going to follow Defense of Marriage Act. I don't like it. I think it's unconstitutional. Well, I'll spare your listeners the boring process. They can go look at the history of it. They can get on Wikipedia or wherever and watch it. But basically, the history was is that that decision wound its way through lower courts. It finally made it to the Supreme Court in 2013. And the same five justices that just gave us gay marriage, they overturned the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. And here's why they overturned it. I'm going to read to you five or six statements. They're just a sentence or two each. But this is important. Now, listeners to Pastor Dan, get a seat somewhere and get something to put in your teeth because you're going to want to scream. You're going to want to gnash your teeth when you hear this. They overturned the Federal Defense of Marriage Act because they said, quote, and I'm quoting to you, you can go look this up and read it yourself, quote, the regulation of marriage is an area that has long been regarded as a virtually exclusive domain of the states, end quote. Here's another one, quote, each state as a sovereign has a rightful and legitimate concern in the marital status of persons domiciled within its borders, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, the definition of marriage is the foundation of the state's broader authority to regulate the subject of domestic relations, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, the states at the time of the adoption of the Constitution possessed full power over the subject of marriage and divorce. And then they went on to say, the Constitution delegates no authority to the government of the United States on the subject of marriage, end quote. And then, quote, federal intrusion on state power is a violation of the Constitution because it disrupts the federal balance, end quote. And I could go on and on. There's about 30 statements like that. So they said just 2 years ago, the same five justices, Brother Dan, said, we can't define what a marriage is at the federal level. That belongs to the state, and the Constitution gives us no authority to define what a marriage is. And if we tried to define what a marriage is, we would be violating the Constitution. It would be an illegal decision, and it disrupts the federal balance. 2 years ago, they said that, Dan. And now, 2 years later, just a couple of weeks ago, they completely reversed themselves. It's the same five justices. See, that's why Anthony Scalia and John Roberts were just livid. They were going crazy. They said, well, apparently words have no meaning anymore. Because now, just 2 weeks ago, the same five justices said, you know what? We are going to define marriage, and we're going to force it on all 50 states, and the states can't say anything about it. Now, Pastor Dan, I'm telling you, one of those decisions was completely illegal. Now, if what they did under DOMA was illegal, that means we should still be under the Defense of Marriage Act. If what they just did under SCOTUS gay ruling was illegal, then that means we're still under the Defense of Marriage Act. Either way, by their own words, they just committed an illegal and unconstitutional act. Now, you and I know they committed an unholy, ungodly, and unbiblical act as well.
Right.
So I'm saying, I am under no obligation whatsoever, biblical or legal, to follow that ruling, and I will not. And this is why I'm calling upon cities and counties and states, declare yourself a sanctuary city as far as marriage goes. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's an illegal ruling. The Supreme Court themselves said it. Now, I want to tell your listeners, because some of your listeners are just overwhelmed by this, and they're saying, where can we find this? How can we prove this? Go to carlgallops.com. In fact, I'm going to go there now. I'm in front of my computer. I'm going to make sure that I'm telling you the truth. And you'll see slides going across the top. They'll go every few seconds, third, fourth. Yes, okay. About the fifth slide, it says SCOTUS gay ruling is illegal. Legal experts agree with pastor assessment. And that is true. I was in a WorldNet Daily headline article about this, and they had legal experts that they consulted on my proposal, and the legal experts agreed that I was correct, that ruling is illegal based upon the Supreme Court's own words. And if your listeners will listen on that, click on that picture, it's a picture of two wedding bands, and it says America has been punked on gay marriage. If you'll click on that, you can read the WorldNet Daily article, but then the one right after it, it says, it's a picture of a bunch of gays in front of the Supreme Court,
right.
And it says, undeniable proof, proven SCOTUS gay marriage ruling illegal. If you'll click on that picture, it goes directly to my article that lists precisely the declarations I was just making from the Supreme Court decision, and a video. I produced a little 3-minute video on this topic that is powerful, and it's going all over the world. So that picture that article is there with all the quotes from the DOMA ruling, as well as the video, and your listeners can take that. They can send it anywhere they want. They can send the video around. They can embed it on Facebook. They can put it on YouTube. They can send it to congressmen, to councilmen, city council, county commissioners, and legal experts and judges and lawyers, and they will all see the evidence for themselves. This is not what a preacher has said. This is what the Supreme Court has said, the same five justices just 2 years ago, Brother Dan.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that article when it came out. In fact, I you were busy the last couple of weeks. I tried to get you in here sooner to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, then that meant you was talking someplace else and doing something, you know, so I no judgment there. But really, Carl, you're giving ammunition so that we can stand up and do something. And yeah, that's what the people of God have got to do right now. And this call for sanctuary cities, I pray it gets into the hands of some of these other leaders, you know, like I mentioned, James Dobson and Billy Graham's son, you know, Franklin.
Well, I have sent that article to the Dobson Ministry and Billy Graham Ministry. I have some private emails from those ministries, and I have sent it to them. So we'll see.
Well, amen. And this call for sanctuary cities is a way for the people themselves to stand up. You know, I know there's a lot of cities out there. Maybe it's your small city, folks. Maybe you've got a little town of 500 houses or something, or maybe a town a little bigger. But if you take it one piece at a time, it's gonna matter. And
right,
we need to do that. And it's gonna matter in your life. I think that right now, Carl, by being totally silent, you know, doesn't that mean that we go along with it, you know?
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it means. And this is the message I've been telling Christians for years. When you don't register to vote, when you don't vote, when you don't speak up, when you don't get involved, now we have this clear proof with legal experts agreeing that you've got this illegal ruling, and now you've got these illegal sanctuary cities. And now we have an opportunity to do something, to take this, to spread it everywhere, to share it everywhere, and an opportunity to actually go down to our city. And it would work better, like you said, in little tiny towns at first, just where there's 300 or 400 or 500 people. Go to your city councilman, maybe some of you listening are those people, and just say, we declare ourselves a sanctuary city. And because the Supreme Court ruling is illegal by the Supreme Court's own words. And
right,
we are going to do nothing but biblical marriages here between one man, one woman. We are a sanctuary city. And get some news. Call the news. Let the news know. Get some news coverage on it. And start doing it. We can get a movement going across this nation. And you remember back when the Ninth District Court of Appeals declared that you couldn't say one nation under God in the pledge?
Right.
And the whole nation erupted and said, we're not going to follow that law. And the Supreme Court had to overturn the Ninth District Court to save face because the nation was refusing to follow a court law, a court opinion. So let's just do the same with this. Let's just refuse to follow it. It's illegal by their own words.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It is like that. It's like, where do you stand this day? The line in the sand is there. Are you going to stand for the God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or are you going to stand with the world? And, you know, I think we need to do that in this country because too long, Christians have been asleep on the couch. And I don't know why, if you're one of them, it is an action where it means get up and do something, you know. And so this is a great way to do it. I really like this, Carl. I'm going to stand behind you on this. I'm going to find the YouTube that you're talking about, and I'm going to spread it all over. I'm going to put it on my website, and I'm going to do everything I can to because this is a great idea. Do you have a YouTube about the sanctuary city thing yet?
No, but we're going to make one. But I don't have one. But I do have that article, and we're going to make a video about this, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I will post the article, and when you make the video, I'll post that. Because, as you know, we've got we also have a nation of people that you know, you get them to read a little over a paragraph, and you might be doing good. You know, the attention span is zero, but they'll watch a video.
What I'll do, Pastor. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Listen, here's what I'll do, Pastor Dan. If you'll send me a link to the podcast of this show, I will use the portion where we talked about sanctuary cities, and I'll make the video from your show. So that way we'll get it all over the world, all over the nation, but it'll also include your show as well. So send me that link, and I'll make a video out of that.
Okay, I'll send it to you tonight. I get it ready for podcasts after the program anyway, so I'll definitely send you a link to it. But I really strongly believe in this. I admittedly was going to joke with you a little bit about the sanctuary cities. Oh, Carl's calling for sanctuary cities. But wow, I repent of that. This is really something I want to be behind and I want to help spread. And I'm asking all of you folks that are listening, when you see this appear on our site or whatever, spread it around. I know you folks have got a lot of connected to other people. Facebook pages, put it on your Facebook pages. Let's spread it around, you know. And all we need, Carl, is just, like I said, it's just one city to start this ball rolling. One city or one county to do this, and I believe that it'll snowball.
I agree. I agree. And thank you for your help, Pastor Dan. And we're going to pray about it. We're going to just keep, I'm going to keep doing interviews and screaming it. I'm going to make videos. We're going to do all we can. And if God's people don't want to do it, then that's between them and the Lord. But I mean, here is an opportunity to actually do something. And we need to get the information around about the illegal ruling. And then right behind it, we need to come right back into our cities and counties and say, you know what? We're not going to follow it. We're going to declare ourselves a sanctuary city. Department of Homeland Security has already set the precedent. They said, you know what? We're not going to enforce immigration laws against these sanctuary cities. We're just going to let them roll. Okay? Well, then we're going to do the same thing. But then we're going to do it with people who deserve to be protected.
Yeah, amen. We got about a minute left. When's this book, Be Thou Prepared, going to be out?
The official release date is September the 15th. If people want to see what it's all about, go to carlgallops.com/prepared, and the book's website is there. You'll see it's already been endorsed by major, major figures in the Christian community, and there's a lot of explanation there what the book is about. You'll see a picture of it and where to order it. I mean, you can already pre-order it now on Amazon, but it starts shipping somewhere right in the beginning of September.
Okay. Well, if it's anything like the last book, it's, well, all your books are dynamite. And we're still going to have to get in there and talk about your car, that, The Magic Man in the Sky. That's a dynamite book. We're going to have to take time and do that sometime. But anyway, Carl, I really appreciate you being on with me, and I am going to stand with you on this, and I'm calling for everybody to do the same. And so be blessed, brother, and keep up the wonderful work, and, I just love you, brother. Thanks for being
here. I love
you,
too. I love you, too, Pastor Dan. Thank you. God bless you. Get the link to that podcast to me as soon as you can, and we'll get a video up.
Okay. You be blessed. Bye-bye, brother.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you know, major things start in a little way. Like I said before, you know, it matters. Well, I don't know, you know, what it could possibly do in, you know, the legal world. Let's just leave that alone. But in the spiritual world, you know, it's going to matter where your city stays. This nation is fixing to come under judgment from, and I believe it already is under judgment. That's why we have the leaders that we have is part of the Father's judgment on this nation. You want to turn that judgment away from your city or your county. And, you know, this is a good way to do it. Stand up and be counted. When's the last time Christianity has stood up and been counted on anything? So, you know, I love, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. But we need to stand up and be counted. We really do. There's supposed to be more of us than there are of them. So how can you not do this? How can you not stand up and be counted? Man, anyway, pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. You know, we really need you to do that. Just pray about the things that we do. If this program was good, then if you don't want to support the poor and homeless, then pray about supporting radio, because you know what airtime costs. And I'm not like Carl. I haven't written 3 books and have a bunch of DVDs and things like that to sell to generate money to pay for the ministry expenses. I just have people like you that donate. So, you know, that's what I ask. So pray about it. Well, excuse me. Anyway, make sure you tune in next couple of weeks. We've got some really good programs. We already booked them up. But remember that there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. If you're not a blessing to others, how can you be saved? Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.